Peace. The Kalenjin Mute Council of Elders in Nandi has called for urgent dialogue structures to be set up to address issues youths have raised with government. Elders drawn from various Kalenjin clans said President William Ruto has paved way for the talks after declining to sign the controversial 2024 finance bill. They said the president's call for a public conversation to deliberate on the pertinent issues affecting the Gen Z is good for the country's stability. Kalenjin elders urged President William Ruto to reach out to establish interactive avenues to avert further destruction of properties and violent demonstrations that are detrimental to the development of the country. Benjamin Kator, the council chair, besought the Gen Z groups to call off the demonstrations across the country and formally present their grievances on the table with the government. The ongoing protestation is uncalled for and we cannot stand watching our children dying. We have to tell them it's enough and government has heeded to their demand, he stated. Speaking on Tuesday in Kapsabet, the elders drawn from various Kalenjin clans claimed that the recent unmatched incidents, including the youths breaking into parliament chambers, was tantamount to treasonous acts. The Kalenjin top elders council regretted that a section of the protesting youths were shot dead and many sustained critical injuries. We have to be careful on how we approach the issues affecting the nation. We don't have another country to run to rather than rising to occasion and urging Gen Z to hold on. We have a country to safeguard, said Benjamin. President Ruto dropped the punitive finance bill 2024 last week. The president declined to sign the bill that was passed by the National Assembly, but that did not seem to appease the Gen Z aggression, but instead they raised more demands, including calling for his resignation and disbandment of the National Assembly for endorsing punitive high tax measures. Kalenjin elders root for urgent dialogue to address government Gen Z stalemate. They also want the president to resign for what they claimed that he has failed to meet their expectation barely 2 years after assuming the high office in the land. But retired Rev. James Bassey stated that resignation or disbandment of Kenya's parliament is not a solution to what ails the country. We have a country to be proud of with a progressive democratic development. We cannot allow those with selfish interest to push us to anarchy. Sanity must be restored and bring to book the gangs that are taking advantage of peaceful demonstrations to loot and vandalize public structures, he said. He further urged parents to assume their responsibility in nurturing and shaping up patriotic young generation to dissuade him from engaging in retrogressive activities. However, John Kemboi called upon political leaders and churches to support the government to bring lasting peace and stability in the country. Kemboi asked the civil society and human rights organizations to fast-track initiatives that will address security issues in our country, adding that they should proactively mobilize youths into public participation to air their grievances and possible roadmap to the government.